Gemara daf Tanya Afan Beis brings down a machlekes between Rebbe and Antoninus when the Yitzhara is given to an Adam. So the Gemara says that when is the Yitzhara Shailet? Amrle Antoninus Rebbe Meimus Yitzhara Shabbat Mishas Yitzira Mishas Yitzia. Is it from when the baby is formed or from when the baby comes out? Amrle Mishas Yitzira. So Amrle In Kein Bait Vemeim of Yitzhara Mishas Yitzia. And Rebbe was masking to Antoninus that the Yitzhara only comes b'shas Yitzhara when the baby is born, as the Pasuk says, l'pesach chatas reivitz, but b'mei imay, there's no Yitzhara. And the Marshal here asked the Kasha that, what do you do with the Pesukim, v'yakam and Esav, so it's up on the Bekir, but Esav wanted to go out to the base of Adazar, you see clearly that there's a Yitzhara, even b'mei imay. Stam, it's interesting that those two babies, Yaakov and Esav, it's moved from Rashi, but they were Antoninus and Rebbe, they're connected, Antoninus and Rebbe, those were the Shnei Gerim b'vitneich, and those are the two people that are arguing about this Indian over here, who both are maskim. The Yitzhara only comes lachay tzia. But Uncle Padam, that's a kasha of the Marsha. It's mashal, but there is a Yitzhara b'mei imay. Another kasha he asks is from the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Beis, where the Gemara says that there was an ubra, a pregnant woman who wanted to eat on Yom Kippur, and they tried to be leichester that it's Yom Kippur, and the baby still wanted to eat. And the Gemara ends up saying that zuru shai merechem, that you see that the baby was ready a rasha b'mei imay, and that's why he made the mother eat. So you see again that there's a musig, that there's a Yitzhara ready b'mei imay. So l'chayra those two gemaras are saisi the gemara over here that's mashma the day tzahara only comes once the baby is born. And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this alpia yisaid from Reb Sal Solanter in the Geras HaMusar that he says there's really two dinim in the yitzahara, two different types of yitzahara. There's yitzahara which is a kayach ruchni, it's like a malach, that's a kayach milamaila that makes you do things, entices you to do things. And then there's more of a gashmizik yitzahara, a physical, rational yitzahara, which is part of the Adam himself, part of his body. And he proves that these both must be true, because mitzad echad we find that different people have different taivas for different things. And if Yitzhara was some kar ruchni, a malach, then everyone luchar should have the same taiva. If different people have different taivas for different things, then it's totally on the guf and the personality and the qualities of every person. That's why it's mishtana mi'adam la'adam. Mitzad sheni says we find that people have Yitzharas for things that don't make sense al pi seichel, like kavod and avodah zara and these type of things. That is not something the guf should be misabah for, so it must be that there is some kar ruchni that forces a person, pushes a person to do averus. That is that's like a malach min hashamayim, a kayach of ra that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria. And the same way you have these two kayachas, letzad hara, hu din letzad hatayv. There's a natural yitzhar that a person has in his body that wants to do good, and then there's a kayach of tayv as well. Al kapanim lefi that, I think you could be miyashiv these kashas over here in the Marsha. That we're really talking about two different things. The Gemara over here is talking about the yitzhara, the gashmis deka, physical yitzhar that has to do with the body of the adam. And that is something that happens just later when the baby is born and he gets his das and he's a functioning human being. That's when he gets his Yitzhara, his tivus, and everything else. That comes b'shas later. B'mei imay, he doesn't have that yet. But what does he have b'mei imay? B'mei imay, he has a kayach ruchni, the ruchni is the Yitzhara, the malach, the kayach min hashamayim that tries to entice it to do averus. That is something that happens even b'mei imay. And that is b'shad in the b'sarts of Banamakirba that he was nimshach achav adazara and the zur misham erechem. That's this kayach ruchni that comes to the Adam, and that about is there even b'mei imay, because al pi seichel doesn't make sense that a baby should have a taiva to do a vedazar. He doesn't know from that, he doesn't have das. So about it, that's not the physical das of the baby. That is a kayach ruchni, and who then by zur misham erechem that he wanted his mother to be mechalim kippur. It's the same idea as well. That's the ruchni stiki yitzahara. But the yitzahara gufni, the more megushim dika, rational yitzahara that's part of the guf of the Adam itself, that's taka only mishas leida. And that's what the Gemara means over here, that would be, that's the Pesach of the Pesach, Chatas, Reivitz.